Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, there's nothing like being in a front row seat for history, watching the country as it deals with the impeachment trial of a president. And beyond that, each and every day, WMC marks the rough draft of history as we report you the news and bring you that information that's so important. Little by little, our family checked in now, Alan, $421,936 in the lockbox. Boy, would we love to fill that thing right up before the start of the on-air drive.
Well, you know, David, it's possible this impeachment thing is going to go on, the trial, longer and longer. Yesterday, the one thing that the Democrats won is that instead of trying to shove it into 2 days, they were able to change the McConnell draconian rules to 3 days. And it may well be that at the end of some of this, they're going to vote to have witnesses, in which case it could go even longer. Obviously, the president isn't happy about this. He's tweeting from Davos, and I was glued to it. I really was. I thought it was an extraordinary effort by Chuck Schumer. Now, Schumer obviously put up all these amendments, and they wanted to do them all at once, the McConnell side, but no, sir, said Schumer. We're going to do them one by one. The reason for that, obviously, is that in each case, those senators individually had to answer a voice call and had to put themselves on record. And when you see the disgraceful nonsense, the unfairness of this, there are going to be an awful lot of people who are unhappy. So my sense of it is that they made a big mistake. They are knuckling under the president. They're scared of him. He has the Republican voters on his side. They're between a rock and a hard place. If they don't vote with McConnell on each and every one of these things, the president will come after them, they're afraid. On the other hand, they have to stand for election, or some of them do. And you saw Susan Collins defecting on one, just one little amendment. So Schumer has had his way. He knew that they couldn't win this thing, but he wants to make sure that there is a public display, which a lot of people are going to learn a lot from. I know I did, listening yesterday. You know, David, I hate to do this, but I want to just point out none of this could be possible without our lockbox. The fact you mentioned in the beginning that we are up to well over $400,000, if everybody does something now, whether it's $5 or $10,000, whatever it is right now, we're going to be able to do this thing right. In fact, this time, it may well be that we're going to want to have no time away from the news. So if everybody just does something right now at WAMC.org, it would be great.
You know, you mentioned Susan Collins. Planned Parenthood has endorsed the challenger in that race.
No, I think she's in real trouble up there in Maine. She's not, as one person recently put it, Olympia Snow, who was a far more moderate figure. She talks a good game, but in the end, she always sticks with the president and the Republican group. So they let her off the hook for one little amendment to one tiny little vote in an effort, obviously, to save herself. But I would think Collins is a potential political casualty of this whole thing.
Well, you mentioned yesterday about the 69% that want to see the evidence being presented at the trial, and yet the evidence in some ways was presented yesterday. I saw one Democratic lawmaker from California showing clips from the impeachment in the House.
No, I think the Democrats have done a masterful job, and so does almost everybody who is watching this. They came with evidence. They had obviously thought this thing through. I thought Schumer did a terrific job. Personally, I would like a little bit more vibe from him, but he's respectful to the Senate, where he is the leader of the Democrats. But at the same time, those amendments were designed to show the American people what a kangaroo court this whole thing is. And I think, as you mentioned, they use the screen to bring up all kinds of memories of what has gone on up to now, reminding the American people just the nonsense that has occurred over this whole thing from the Republican side.
Let's go to the Democratic side. Former presidential candidate, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, former U.S. Senator. Nobody likes him, she said about Bernie Sanders. It's a sharp criticism in an upcoming documentary series. And as the Times puts it, threatening to reopen wounds of 2016. Meanwhile, in a reversal, she's now said she'd back Sanders if he's the nominee.
Well, look, she's convinced that he cost her the election. A lot of things cost her the election, but a lot of Bernie followers who are still saying much of the same thing. thing, by the way, to me anyway, were not voting. They voted third party or they didn't show up. A few more votes and she would have won, and she knows it. It's got to be tough to be sitting there knowing you would have been president of the United States if it were not for the Sanders people. On the other hand, she gets tremendous criticism, David, for not being a party player, and it reflects badly on her persona, and therefore she takes it back.
Well, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday delivered his budget proposal, which calls on a commission to cut $2.5 billion out of the Medicaid budget to help close a $6 billion budget deficit. You zeroed right in on Medicaid yesterday when we talked about what might be coming.
Hey, David, when all else fails, create a commission. Look, basically, he's giving a real elbow to the counties who have to come up with this money if the state doesn't. And from the county's point of view, they don't want to mess with him. So I think that they are somewhat recalcitrant to take him on full bore. And he is in a bad spot. He's got to find that money. The Speaker of the Assembly, Mr. Hasey, says, tax the rich. And New York, which has an enormous tax rate, gets an even worse reputation if that happens. Andrea Stewart Cousins, the leader of the Senate, is astute enough to know they just won the Senate and they don't want to lose it. And the last thing she wants is to raise anybody's taxes because people are going to vote the other way, particularly in those marginal districts they just took.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Pay it forward, WAMC.org.
David, I am so happy that the money has been coming in the way that it has and that everybody will do their part. This is a time to support this radio station, which has had the guts to do the right thing. We appreciate it and we thank you.